Yeah, I mean, everyone has kind of had a different situation come up, whether it's been an injury, whether it's been a family related issue. You know, there's things that guys go through that you see, whether it's the way they conduct themselves on the field or the way they conduct themselves by balancing family and football and also giving back. And I know it means a lot to the McCaskies. Obviously, we're here today at the Maryville Academy to raise money for the Ed McCaskey Scholarship Fund. So to be able to, you know, help them in the community and give back to something that means a lot to them. You know, as a player, sometimes you can get lost in the day-to-day working out and lifting, and you kind of lose sight of, you know, things that are important to the family and things that are important to the organization. And to be able to share a part of it with them and to be able to share something that's special to them and be able to give back a little bit, to me, means a lot. Yeah, you know, I think, without giving my speech away today, you know, this was probably the hardest speech that I'll ever have to give. And I've actually stopped writing it halfway through, trying to not make it so perfect. And a lot of it is going to be about what it means to be a Chicago Bear. I think for the first time in my career, I've had to really sit back and think about where I've come from and the things that have been given to me through this organization, and think about special moments that my family and I have been able to share, but also I understand what it means to be a Chicago Bear. And there's so many guys that come into the locker room that are on one-year deals or haven't been around as long, and the roster is always shuffling, that sometimes that relies a little bit on my shoulders to tell the guys what it means to be a Bear. And there's certain things in my career that are special to me, and one of those moments reflecting on my career is watching Mrs. McCaskey hold up the NFC Championship trophy. And as odd as it sounds, I'm sure she would love to hold the Vince Lombardi trophy again, even though it's the Vince Lombardi trophy. So, you know, I think every day when I get up in the morning, you know, I'm dedicated to winning a Super Bowl. I'm dedicated to becoming a better player. But I'm also dedicated to doing some of the activities that I think the family looks for in their athletes, and I think that means a lot. And this is just one of those days on the calendar for them that's special and means a lot. Yeah, you know, I talked to Coach Fox the other day. I had breakfast with him at the facility. My wife and I—we've been back here for most of the off season, getting a head start on the year. And the way he talks about the guys that they brought in, the guys that they signed, you know, that they. They were very methodical in who they got and why they brought him here. I think you've seen the culture change in our locker room. I think the guys that they're bringing in have had a taste of victory, have had a taste of what it means to play in the playoffs and go deep in the playoffs. And I think it's going to be exciting to add them to the locker room. And I think you have a lot of really good young talent. Another great draft class is going to help us out. And there's a lot for us as players who have been here for a long time or just getting signed to be excited about. I don't think it'll affect me at all, to be honest with you. I spoke to Jeff yesterday a little bit in length. We haven't discussed it entirely. But, you know, I think it's going to be a rule that you're going to see kind of change mentality throughout the season. For us, it's just you're in a bad weather place, you know, so you're not going to kick touchbacks all the time. And we've moved a directional kicking team since Jody's been here, so it's something I'm comfortable in. With Dave, we just kicked it down the middle and kick it as hard as you can. So whatever I'm asked to do and whatever we need to do to help the team win, I'm excited about doing that.
And what was your initial reaction to the proposal itself?
I don't get into it too much. You know, it's like the extra point. In the beginning, I didn't like the extra point rule. With the change in going through it for a year, I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah, I think it's different, but I think it makes our position more valuable. We saw some extra points, whether they were missed in regular season or in the playoffs, cost some teams a win. So it changes the perplexity of the game. I don't think it allowed, other than the Steelers, anybody's mindset to change to say we got to go for more two-point conversions. But I think by moving it back, it made our job more valuable for sure.